Hey, hey, good morning. This is Julie Fair with the Waxahachie Chamber of Commerce. Happy end of November, and I'm here with Lisa Burks with Academy Mortgage today. Good morning, Lisa.
Good morning.
We're like right up on December. What do you think about that?
Oh my gosh, isn't it hard to believe Christmas is around that corner?
I mean, Christmas is like the next big thing happening.
Right, right. I can't wait to see all the lights downtown.
It's going to be beautiful.
Yes, ma'am.
Amazing. So, Lisa Burks with Academy Mortgage, tell me what's going on these days.
Well, let me just say, I mean, everybody knows the loom and doom, talks about the rates being, you know, so much higher than what they had been. But really, I mean, before COVID, they aren't that much higher than what they were then.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I mean, we forget about that, right?
Yeah.
Like we had COVID.
There was nothing that happened before COVID. What do you
right,
mean?
Right,
yeah.
Right, right. So, with that being said, I mean, the Feds didn't raise the rates on the short-term money, which is good. Because at the end of the day, it affects the mortgage rates. It just takes some time to do that. It's a little different in how it affects it.
Yeah.
They're hoping it doesn't happen in December, right? So
right.
If they don't in December. I mean, it's a good chance that they'll be a little bit better at the first of the year. I mean, none of us have a crystal ball.
No.
But I'll tell you, people are buying homes.
Yeah.
Yeah.
People are still having babies. People are living and dying and having babies, and the world is still turning. People still need homes. So
life is
going on.
There you go.
Cool. And so you do love what you do because you've been doing this a long time.
Yes, ma'am. Yeah. All in Ellis County, too.
Yeah. How many years have you been in the mortgage
23,
industry?
23 in the mortgage. I worked 10 years prior in banking here.
Yeah. So you know this area.
I've always been in front and center of the public.
Very nice. Okay. So with your history here in Ellis County and with what you know about the mortgage industry, what is some advice you would give to people right now who are to the buyers, to the sellers? What's some advice just from Ellis County standpoint?
You know, I would probably focus more on the payment versus the rate.
Okay.
And that can go for you or against you in a sense of, look at your property taxes. You know, when you're working with somebody, make sure you're working with somebody that's going to look at the whole big picture, not just, oh my gosh, rates are 8%. You know, you might be much better off with being able to do that 8% versus, and then the taxes might be reasonable.
Mm-hmm.
So your payment may not be quite as bad. You know, we have a down payment assistance program.
Okay.
Julie, I closed one a couple of weeks ago. Okay. We did a down payment assistance. Yes, the rate was higher. I don't even remember what the rate was. But we did the down payment assistance, which means they were able to get 3-4% assistance.
How did they get that? What does that look like?
Well, they have to have a 620 credit score.
Okay.
Income limits have to be under a certain amount. But this family was able to, with the seller concessions, right? The seller was willing to pay concessions, which that's a blessing right now.
Mm-hmm.
We do have sellers that are willing to help. That makes all the difference in the world. So with that being said, plus the down payment assistance, do you know they came to the table with $199?
$199. Nice.
Yeah.
Good for them.
Yeah. It's just all about working the numbers, right?
Yeah.
And making sure you're working with people that understand the numbers and understand the market.
Do you help people? So this is such a foreign industry for me. Like everything about this is so, it's just not a strong point for me. So I would be one of the people who comes in and says, please help. Do you help people figure out which, like look for the little spots? So like look for the weak spots. You're looking, you actually qualify for this type of loan, or you qualify for this, instead of them having to know everything.
Yeah.
Because I would be one of those people who'd be like, I have no clue. Here's my credit score. Here's how much money I have. This is what I'm trying to do. But do you help them like that?
Oh, yes, yes, yes. I have an office here north of town.
Mm-hmm.
It's 2591 North Highway 77. So the reason why I have an office here is so that there are some people that are very visual. They want to see it all. They want me to speak with them where they understand a little bit better. I'm more than happy to meet with them, go over the numbers. explain. Now, there's a difference in what you feel comfortable with on a payment mm-hmm. versus what you qualify for. Because one of the things that people forget.
True. It's like just because you qualify for this credit card doesn't mean you need this credit card. Yeah.
Because we're looking at gross income.
Right.
Before taxes, before insurance, before 401k,
yeah,
those numbers before what you take home. We don't look at the take-home pay. We look at the gross.
Mm-hmm.
So that can be kind of misleading when you're qualifying someone. If they say they want a payment of $2,000, but yet on paper they can afford $3,000,
then they're thinking maybe I can.
Yeah.
Especially if you're when you're younger and you don't know yet how things. You know, that's
absolutely counseling is a lot of what I do. Counseling,
that's good.
And making sure everyone completely understands, because at the end of the day, I'm not in it just to get a sale. I'm in it to make sure they understand what they're doing.
Yeah.
They feel good about what they're doing.
That's good.
So
that's why you've been doing it so long.
That's why.
Yeah. That's why your billboard is all over the place.
Well,
I get to see you. I get to see you all the time.
Yeah.
And then you do your own little videos and stuff too, right?
On Facebook. I've gotten okay with them. It used to take me 2 hours to do one.
We did one together a while back.
Yeah.
Well, cool. Yeah. What are some other things that people maybe, what are some things you're surprised that people, they don't know that you would like to tell people?
So a lot of people don't know their credit. You know what I'm saying?
And that's such an easy thing to find.
Yeah. Because, you know, you got to be careful because, like, Credit Karma, that's not the credit we look at.
Okay.
Credit Karma is very different than what we look at.
Well, I'm glad you say that because all I know is what Credit Karma is. what do you look at?
Right. As a mortgage company, we're looking, there's certain scoring modules. Mm-hmm. So we're looking for trigger points. You know, we're looking at basically any mortgage, any housing that you have.
Okay.
We're looking at the last 24 months. You know, late payments. Are you charging your cards way up? Are you going over your limit? Mm-hmm. I mean, how are you maintaining that?
Yeah.
Your scores are going to reflect that as well. So understanding your credit, and it's not just the scores. I mean, I sit down with people. We go over the credit line for line, or even do it over the phone. Line for line, making sure, yes, this is their credit, but you'd be surprised if people are like, what? That isn't mine. I don't know why that's on my credit. Yeah, because they don't think about it ever being on their credit.
Yeah, yeah. And then trying to dispute the things that, that's fun.
Yeah. So making sure they understand their credit.
I
think is number one.
Uh-huh.
It's very important whether you're buying a house, you're buying a car, whether you're buying anything, or just in general. Understanding what you're doing.
How can someone find out how to understand their credit better before they find themselves needing to be in that situation?
You know, they can always get a free annual credit report from the bureaus themselves every year. From TransUnion, Experian, Equifax. I also have people, if you're going to buy a house, because myfico.com, those scoring modules are exactly 2, 4, and 5, the same as what we pull on credit.
Myfico.com, okay.
So we look at that as well. I mean, we do, sometimes we'll go over the credit, and they might be 10 points shy.
Mm-hmm.
And I say, look, if you pay down your credit card to this, your points should come up, you should be fine. So we counsel them that way also. Making sure that, you know, they understand it's not just a matter of, oh, I've got a 610, I'm done, I can't do anything. That's not what we do. You know, if you got a 610, okay, do you have any money? If you don't, can you get a gift? Can't, okay. Do when you get to a 620, this is what you do. This is, you know.
See, that's good. You're helping them. You're not just throwing them out there and good luck in them. You're helping them find their way through to something. You're trying to get them to whatever it is that works for them. That's good.
And I'm known for that. I'm known to work with the buyers that nobody else is going to take the time to do. I built my business around that.
That's good.
Because you know what? I feel like everybody has the opportunity to be able to purchase a home and needs that direction.
Yeah, that's good.
So we're not an online mortgage company. We're not the mortgage company that's just going to say, hey, when you get your credit up, come back. We're going to say, hey, if you're not here now, this is what you need to do to get there.
That's good.
Let's follow up with you.
I love this. Okay, if you're just tuning in, this is Lisa Burks with Academy Mortgage. And it sounds like if you guys need to buy a house, or if you're selling a house, or if you need a mortgage broker, Is that right?
Banker.
Yeah. Mortgage banker. See, I'm telling you, this world is very foreign. Like, when I find myself in this situation, I'm always like, oh, it's so, I'm scared. This is good, though. She's given us a lot of good information today. So if you want to hear this and missed it and you just tuned in, go to the Chamber website and you can pull this recording up after we're finished. And also, if you'd like to get in touch with Lisa, what's the best way for people to reach you?
Yeah, my cell phone. It's 972-935-1601.
She just gave you her cell phone, 935-1601. And is there a website that they can that they need to look at?
We have a website, which is www.lisaburks.com. Okay. I'm all over Facebook.
Burks, B-U-R-K-E-S.
Yes, ma'am.
Got it. All right, guys. So this is Lisa Burks with Academy Mortgage. Y'all heard it here with Waxahachie Chamber. Give her a shout.
Can't wait.
Thanks, Lisa.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.